This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're listening to a piece by the Canadian-American black composer Robert Nathaniel Dett. This is Prelude, Night, from In the Bottoms, and it's being performed by Rochelle Sennett, part of a recording project called Bach to Black, which pairs the works of Bach with those of composers who are black. Rochelle Sennett earned a doctorate in music arts from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, where today she's an associate professor of piano in the School of Music. She's also associate dean for diversity, equity, and inclusion in the College of Fine and Applied Arts. And she's an international Yamaha artist. I spoke with her on the program a few weeks ago. Because this is on tape, we're not taking calls, but you can always let us know what you thought of our program by emailing us. The address is talk@21stshow.org. That's talk@21stshow.org. Okay, here now is my conversation with Rochelle Sennett. Rochelle Sennett, welcome to The 21st.
Hello, thank you for having me.
May we begin with the piece we just heard? Can you tell us a little bit about who was Robert Nathaniel Dett?
Yes, Nathaniel Dett is originally from Canada. He was the first Black composer to graduate from Oberlin Conservatory with a degree in piano and composition. The piece that you heard is In the Bottoms is a suite of five pieces giving pictures of different mood scenes to Black life in the South. The piece is from the early teens.
Early teens, yeah.
Early 20th century.
So can you talk about the genesis of this project, Bach to Black?
Yes, it came, it originates from my interest in the music of J.S. Bach. I've always enjoyed playing the music of J.S. Bach, particularly when I got to college, it grew even more. And at the same time, I also started to explore the music of Black composers as it became even more aware during my time in San Francisco that there were many composers, performers in the classical music spaces that didn't look like me. And I came across a composer by the name of George Walker, and I just thought it was just absolutely gorgeous music, and I wanted to learn more. And so this, if we're talking about suites for piano, which we often think of suites for keyboard, and we often associate with J.S. Bach, my goal is to kind of encourage people to have conversations about what inclusion means to them and how that plays out. And often you have certain groups that are excluded or just not included as much. And this is sort of my way for people to say, let's talk about this. If we're talking about Bach, why not to also talk about Black composers when we're talking about piano works, particularly suites?
Yeah, I wonder, have you ever encountered resistance in attempting to perform or record works by composers who are Black?
No, not at all. So this is actually not my first time around with and when it comes to Black composers. I ultimately did end up recording the piece that I first heard years ago, the George Walker Piano Concerto. I recorded that a few years ago, also on Albany Records. And then also I recorded the works of a very well-known composer up and coming who I went to school with. His name is James Lee III, a phenomenal composer. And so, yeah, I did an entire CD of his music. And so this is the first time, of course, I'm recording Bach. And so, you know, I've always wanted to record the English suites. And so I got the idea, as I was thinking about this, how do I do this? Just simply pairing one with a piece by a Black composer with a suite by J.S. Bach. And so I recorded. So the first installment is the result of there are three discs, the physical CD anyway, three discs, over 3 hours of music of Bach and the Black composers. And so this is just part one of the entire series.
Wow. Okay. And I want to come back to some of the specific choices you made about what to record for this part. But still on the title, you mentioned this a moment ago, encouraging conversation. And I saw a quote mm-hmm. where you said, encouraging conversation regarding the often misunderstood topics of inclusion and equity in classical music. In your experience, how are those topics misunderstood?
I think it's misunderstood. I think because as we're thinking about talking about including more Black composers, it doesn't necessarily mean we're saying stop playing the music of J.S. Bach. The music by J.S. Bach is absolutely gorgeous. So I think that's often the misunderstanding, that we're saying stop playing music by Bach or Beethoven or Mozart or those guys. We're just simply saying, if we're talking about the canon and what's deemed to be excellent, that there are many other composers that have been left out.
And you are, as I mentioned in your introduction, the Associate Dean for DEI at the College of Fine and Applied Arts. What are some of the challenges for increasing diversity, equity, and inclusion in the arts in general and in classical music in particular?
Well, in the arts across the spaces, I've learned so much from my colleagues in across the arts, and I've learned that the acknowledgement piece is often what's the most difficult, that there actually is a problem when it comes to inclusion of people who are underrepresented in the spaces. And just the acknowledgement piece is very difficult for folks.
That's interesting, and I wondered about this, right? I can imagine, I'm just going to set up a straw man here, but I can imagine some people saying, look, classical music, you like it or you don't. I happen to like it, but you know, some people don't. It's a matter of taste. How do you reconcile people who say that with this imperative to make classical music more diverse and inclusive?
I think classical music generally is absolutely beautiful art form. I don't think it should just be for certain people that look a certain way. And if you look a certain way, you're expected to address this composer or not even be part of the classical music spaces. And so that's my hope with this project, is just to at least get people at least thinking that we would love to get to a place where we don't have to talk about these things about Black composers not being, or composers of color not being included in the spaces. I'm excited to see that we're seeing much more of this. At the same time, I've noticed that if we're talking about Bach, there's always this sort of unwritten rule that, oh, don't dare compare J.S. Bach to those composers because they're different. And I'm saying, why not?
Let me just take a moment to reintroduce you. We're speaking with Rochelle Sinet, who is a professor of piano in the School of Music at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, also Associate Dean for Diversity, Equity, Inclusion in the College of Fine and Applied Arts. She's a Yamaha, an international Yamaha artist, and is the creative force and performer behind this new project, Bach to Black. Let's take another listen to another piece or an excerpt of a piece from the project. This is by the British composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor, not to be confused with the poet Samuel Taylor Coleridge, though apparently the composer was named for the poet. We're going to hear the beginning of four characteristic waltzes. This is number one, pardon my pronunciation, the Vals Bohemian. Let's take a listen. We're speaking with Rochelle Sinet, who is the piano performer we just heard there. That piece, again, by Samuel Coleridge Taylor. Who was Samuel Coleridge Taylor? What can you tell us about him?
Well, Samuel Coleridge Taylor, quite a prolific composer, not just piano, but also orchestral works. And so this piece was actually originally for piano first, and it was later orchestrated. He later orchestrated the piece a few years later. He attended the Royal College of Music in London. He studied violin, piano, voice. He also held professorships at Trinity College, Guildhall School of Music. And so he often, his music is very vocal in terms of influence, very dance-like style that we see that's prevalent in a lot of the music of the late 19th and early 20th century.
I saw a reference online, someone, and I feel like this is a problematic description, but people referred to him at the time as the African Mahler. I don't know if you want to talk about, you know, sort of the way musicians fit into, you know, Black musicians and particularly these composers that you're working with fit into the Western canon, right? And Western notions of what we call classical music today.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. I've often heard terms other composers refer to, say, Black Mozart or just Blacks. And so I do find that problematic because I think in many ways, yes, he's influenced by a lot of the British composers, as they all are influenced by each other. And I hesitate to use the term Black Mahler for that reason.
Sure.
Although
sure.
There are definitely some similarities, yes.
So I wanted to ask you, how do you prepare for such a massive recording project like this? Are these pieces you've been working on for years? Are you learning them anew?
Some were new, but the Bach, I've been studying for years. As I said, I became quite interested in jazz, particularly during my undergraduate studies when I was at the San Francisco Conservatory. And so this is music I have, much of the Bach I have studied for years. I was fortunate to have a wonderful piano teacher, as well as I studied harpsichord for some time at the conservatory, as well as all piano majors were required to. And so it's just, I was fortunate that I was very much reintroduced to Bach and saw how much, there's so much beauty, there's transparency, there's elegance, and all of the things, the qualities you hear, just such beautiful music. It's my hope that people see these qualities in a different way, but see these qualities in the music by Black composers as well.
How did you get started in music as a child? And at what point did you think this could be a career?
I've actually always known I wanted to be a pianist. I wish I had a fabulous story. My story was that I just simply happened to see a pianist on TV playing a concerto, and I just thought it looked really cool. And so I begged my parents for a while, and then I finally relented and said, okay. And so I only found out, several years later that they rented a piano for the first 6 months. At the time, you could rent a piano because they figured this child will just, all kids give up things. They try different things. They're not interested, but no, I stuck with it. But I always knew that that's what I wanted to do. I didn't see my life play out in this way, but I definitely knew that I wanted to be a musician.
We're almost to the end of our time. I want to ask, what do you hope people will take away from these recordings?
My hope is that those that are musicians are in the spaces that they are continuing to include music by composers more than just J.S. Bach or Mozart or Beethoven, all wonderful composers as well. And there's so much more. We think of Dvorak, and just also recognizing that many of the composers that we speak of often were influenced by other composers. I think of Harry Berlet. Many may not have heard of Harry Berlet, but have heard of Dvorak. And for example, was very much influenced by Harry Berlet in a lot of ways.
Sure. Yes. All right. Well, Rochelle Sinnett, I want to thank you so much for being with us and talking about Bach to Black today on the 21st.
Thank you so much for having me.
Dr. Rochelle Sinnett is on the faculty at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. And as I mentioned, her recording project is Bach to Black. It's available on CD as well as on the major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. We're going to end with another piece. This is the eighth movement from Contrasts by H. Leslie Adams, born in 1932 in Ohio. And that that is it for our program this week. The 21st is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Our engagement producer is Erica Scalise, and our interns are Owen Henderson, Zainab Qureshi, and Brielle Skolark. Technical direction and engineering comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mackey. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. We plan to be back live with you with new programs next week. We'll talk to you then.